Yeah. Best of, not the best of. Why do I keep saying best of? Not the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I am so not able to sing. It's just terrible. People that can sing, I think they're kind of like freaks, you know, maybe aliens. Unbelievable. I wish I could do that. I just wish I could sing. I wish I could sing. There are people who spend an entire career in music making millions of dollars who can't actually sing. Iggy Pop. That guy can't sing. The lead singer of the band The Ramones. I don't know which one is the lead singer, but he's probably dead. He can't sing. Tom Petty could not really sing. For some reason it works. How? Lemmy from Motorhead? That's not, he's just screaming. I don't know. Tangent already. And I'm doing a best of show. Not the best of show. Holy shit. Anyway, I made this show in the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. Baldwin Ace Hardware, a beacon of DIY awesomeness in the Northland. I go live whenever I do a fresh show on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Erickson Live. Okay, so I want you to consider going to Twitch.tv/Erickson Live, making your own little, I don't know. You put your name in there. And then you follow me. And then you know when I go live. Because I also do go live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, but only for like a small bit of each show. And then I cut the cord trying to get you to sign up for Twitch. Once you follow, also subscribe with your Amazon Prime account. That way you get the show without commercial interruption. You get that free with your Amazon Prime account. You can also do that if you don't have an Amazon Prime account, but it costs you $5. Or skip it all together and just make it through the commercials. Whatever you want. Options. I'm happy with it all. Twitch and Facebook.com/Erick Zane fan page brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you. On Twitter at Eric Zane Show. Follow me there. Brought to you by Blue Frost IT. YouTube channels brought to you by Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Thank you, Frank. Thank Frank. Okay. You can email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox whenever you want to send me a note, a message, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/ericzane. That helps keep the lights on. If you want more content, I give you plenty on the free platform here, but even more on the Patreon. 15 plus hours of content each week on the Patreon. Check it out for just 1 month for $5 or $10 a month. See if you like it. If you like it, you can let it ride each month, or you can convert it to a yearly and I'll knock 10% off the cost. Thank you for all the people who are supporting me on Patreon or have in the past. I appreciate it. Okay, here you go. Not the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Okay. The problem I have around the house right now is Diana related and Facebook Marketplace. In my opinion, fun place to look around, look at everybody's junk that they're trying to get rid of. Some of it can be good, but I think that some work has to take place in order to make sure that you're buying the right thing. Diana is not doing that work. A couple months ago, she decided to buy a dresser for Madison. It wasn't more than 1 second after we had that thing in the house that I realized, I go, this is an absolute piece of shit. First of all, if you're selling anything on Facebook Marketplace, would you people please make sure that it is of sound integrity so that it actually can be a workable thing that the consumer can purchase, okay? Because what you're doing when it's shit like that, you're encountering wives like Diana, or in some cases husbands, And they're like, oh, this is great. I can't wait to bring it home to my husband or my wife. And then you bring it home, and then they go, well, we just bought someone's shit. We just got ripped off. You actually paid for a piece of garbage. That happened with this dresser, which I'm not making it up. Parts were actually falling off of it. It was completely unstable. And it was a miracle that Diana got her money back from the lady. She was very kind to do that. The lady. All right, so there's that. We've purchased beds that just fall apart. And Diana's like, oh, no, this is what we're going to do. The latest is these freaking chairs that she purchased, which they weren't falling apart. That wasn't the issue. The issue that she's running into is, okay, so if you we have this spot in the kitchen that is it's an island, and it's the surface of the island, the countertop, is higher than like kitchen table height. It's almost like a place where you would put like pub chairs. Well, in fact, that is what it is. And so we have these chairs that are there, and some time ago, she actually purchased chairs on Facebook Marketplace. This is when it worked out. I don't know what's happened. She was doing it right, and now, or maybe she just got lucky. But these three used chairs that are there, and they're definitely used, but they're fine. I mean, in my house, pretty much everything that we have in the house has a look of a lot of use to it. And I think that comes with the fact that, hey, well, first of all, we live here. And, you know, I mean, look behind me. I've got all these animals. I have pretty much an animal sanctuary here in the household where that's the life we live. And I'm comfortable with that. So everything in my house, the second you get it, it looks like it's about 30 years old. Okay, really used. Whatever. No big deal, right? Well, for some reason, she thinks we need an upgrade on these chairs at this island. And I'm like, so I get home yesterday from a business meeting, and I've got a number of things that I wanted to do for the rest of the day. And she says, hey, will you go with me to Holland to pick up some chairs? And I go, no, I have a full slate of things to do. No, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, oh, maybe I can do it. And I go, you know, and then I got to thinking, I don't like the idea of her. I'm going to accompany her. I don't want her to go where strangers are, you know. I just didn't feel comfortable with her going by. So I go, I take that back. Yes, I'll go with you. I'll go with it. What are we doing? Yeah, I want to replace these chairs. I go, and I'm like, well, what's wrong with these? No, these are all shit. I don't want them anymore. And I'm like, well, no, they're not shit. They're fine. They look everything in our house, like I just described to you. But all right. Now, we used to have two stools there. Now we have three of these similar height chairs with like a back behind them. And it's perfect. Two was too few. Three was just right. She goes, yeah, I'm getting four chairs. I'm like, well, we don't need four. Four is not going to fit. She goes, we'll only use three. I go, so you're buying a set of four chairs, and we're just going to have an extra one, like, laying around? Now, this comes on the same day that the guy from the dumpster place just picked up the dumpster in my driveway. Diana hired a dumpster dude, and we threw a ton of shit away, and here we are. 2 hours later, and we already have more shit to throw away since the departure of the dumpster. Hey, Siri. See, I hate this phone. Siri worked yesterday. Now she doesn't work. This phone sucks so bad. Damn it. So totally different subject matter here.
Hello?
You won't believe it.
What?
I just said, hey, Siri, and she doesn't work now.
Fine. You probably made her mad.
No, it's his phone. I'm telling you.
It
worked yesterday. It worked yesterday. And I went to the settings and looked at it. And not just now, but earlier today, I thought, oh, maybe I'm doing something wrong with the settings. No. It's on. She's on. And so, and she stopped listening to me. Story of my life.
She's mad at you.
I was in the part of the story where it was maybe 2-3 hours since the dumpster was picked up.
Uh-huh.
Are you near the TV?
No, I'm in yeah. the chair.
Can you go back to where you were?
Okay, hang up.
For this story, because the TV is like, it's in my ears and it's like distracting me. And you know me, I can't focus. What's on TV today?
The news.
Yeah, is any swear words fly out of NFK?
No.
Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, so I'm to the part of the story where the dumpster dude had just picked up the dumpster. And we are now with more junk that has to be thrown away after we go to Holland, we get these four chairs, which the lady tells us that one of the chairs is missing a screw, so we're getting shit right away. And we put them in the trunk. We drive 30 minutes out there, 30 minutes back, and then, okay, that's it. And then, but now if we're going to use these chairs, these new chairs at the bar, we have three other chairs that have to find their way into a dumpster that we just got rid of.
Okay.
So there's that. Now, are you running around or doing something?
No, I'm not.
Sit still, for God's sake.
I am.
This is what I hear.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. I'm standing still.
No, you're not. You're doing the laundry. You are absolutely doing laundry.
Eric, I'm in the pantry, not the laundry room. Now, would you like me to hang up?
Okay. Now it sounds like you're not moving. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what are you so mad at me for? What did I
do? Annoying me.
All I asked you. You see, you can't get annoyed at me when I'm trying to do a podcast. It's not like I'm talking to you in this room, you and me. We're on a podcast. There's people hearing this. And you're freaking doing P90X when I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay, now you're yelling and hurting my ear. So can we continue?
Well, I'm trying to emphasize. It's okay. You see, all these things are colliding in my brain. I'm doing this podcast, trying to talk to you. You're doing P90X. You're not sitting still. Don't move.
Okay, I'm standing still. I'm a statue.
My God, how long have we done this? We've been doing this for 30 years together. 30 years. And here you are. Here you are.
You have about 3 seconds, and I'm going
to. All right, here you are doing a fucking burpees while I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Are you done? Are you done? Because I'm going to hang up.
No, I'm not done.
Okay, well then finish.
Okay, I'm done. All right. At which point in the day did the wanting to replace the chairs infiltrate your brain? Was it yesterday? Was it the day before yesterday? Was it you just saw something and it struck you? Take me through
excuse
this.
Excuse me, but did you not see my Christmas list?
No.
That was on the family chat? Okay, well, that's the first problem because you don't pay attention. I put on my Christmas list new bar chairs because ours are all worn out and gross. So.
Well, they're not.
I put that in. Yes, they are. Have you not seen them?
They're
yes,
fine.
They are.
They're like, hey, I just covered this with the family. Or with the family. With the audience. Everything we have looks like that. Everything.
Okay, so maybe I would like to make it not everything look like that. So anyway, I put that on my Christmas list. And then I saw those, and they were in great shape. And I thought, well, that'll save money. So I inquired about them. I did not realize that the other issue.
Okay, so now earlier in the day, you had sold some things on Facebook Marketplace. You sold a little screen protector for an iWatch, right?
It's an Apple Watch, not an iWatch.
Sorry, an Apple iWatch. Is it just Apple Watch?
It's not iWatch anything. It's Apple Watch.
Okay, you have a screen protector you sold for $10. And then you sold that vacuum, this little upright stick Bissell sweeper for $10, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got $20 extra. And then you saw for sale 4 chairs for $40.
They're bar stools, not chairs.
Okay. All right. Now, you said, all right, well, this looks good. I'm going to go and get these, yes?
Mm-hmm.
We go and get them, drive all the way back. We have 4 chairs. We only need 3. We take the one that's broken and leave it in the garage. So we're going to throw that away along with these other 3 chairs that you describe as ruined. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why does it sound like you're getting ready to get pissed?
I'm not. I'm just agreeing. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Continue.
How would you describe the chairs when they were pushed into the bar?
They look nice.
Wait a minute. They look nice?
They did look nice, you just couldn't sit in them.
Yes, because the spot you sit if you were seated in there, you'd be sitting like Jake from the Blues Brothers when he was visiting the Penguin. You don't know that reference, but basically there's no space between the seat portion and the countertop. They're too frickin' tall.
So what would happen if Justin was sitting in one?
Well, he'd smash his knees and his head would hit the ceiling. And they're ridiculous. They're not even close.
What did I look like?
Well,
sitting in one?
Yeah, you were sitting there and you were weight and you look like like an elf sitting in a giant's chair. Your little feet were hanging down. They couldn't even. It was so tall they didn't even rest on the bar part on the bottom of that chair. So you look like a little kid. This is ridiculous. So son of a bitch, these things are just. Now we have more of people's shit in our house, and Facebook Marketplace. Is might as well just be called a place to give Diana shit because
that is not true.
Yeah, it absolutely is true. The bed was shit.
It was not shit. It wouldn't be shit if it was the right size. It was somebody else's treasure. Somebody else came and got them.
It's shit in this household.
No, it's not.
You bought the shit. You bought the shit in this house. It's shit. You bought the shit bed. You bought the shit dresser.
Shit bed? What are you talking about?
The bed that you bought Madison. Remember that with the drawers are all falling apart in the damn thing.
Okay, she got a good year or two out of that.
And
so
then,
shut up.
That's luck. And then the business of the dresser. My God, the lady gave me the money back, luckily. And then and now you got this. So then I had a moment where. Okay, then you realize it took a little bit, but you finally realized you conceded, unlike Trump, that the chairs were inappropriate for the spot.
Yes.
Okay. Now you lucked out because what did you do next?
I immediately put them back on Facebook Marketplace, and within 10 minutes, they were sold.
Okay. This is good.
About 10 people wanted them.
Excellent. Excellent. This is now, yeah. Did you charge like double? Because that's what you should have done.
No, I did not, because I'm an honest person.
You sold them for what you paid for them,
$40. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So now you are made whole.
Yep.
And we have the same chairs that you don't like, that I do like, back at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Now, then a few minutes passed, and... I came up to you and I told you something that was on my mind and it was not received very well. What did I say to you?
Can we stop buying stuff, please? That's what you said. Something along those lines.
I said more than that. I said, it's starting to bother me.
Yeah. starting to annoy me. Can you quit
starting
buying
to
shit?
When you quit buying shit, I go, the problem is you keep buying shit. Would you stop buying shit on Marketplace?
But to your answer to that, no, I will not.
You won't what? Stop?
Stop buying shit.
What's next? You going to buy like a used toilet or something? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
Kitchen table, ceiling fan, garbage can. I mean, this is all shit that we don't need.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so.
No, your idea of don't need and my idea of don't need are two different things, because you would live in a shed and be happy.
Isn't that, well, yeah, what's wrong with that? That's why I want to move to Grayling, move into the fear bunker.
Yeah, no.
Come on. We can install running water.
You go right ahead, honey, and I'll come visit you.
You're not down.
No.
All right. Okay, that's it. That's all I got for you. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Anything on Facebook that you're looking at right now that we could know about? Tell you what, if audience members, if you're selling anything on Facebook Marketplace, tag Diana and she'll probably buy it.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, thanks for taking the time to sit still during the conversation. That was great. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, see ya. Yeah, we've had conversations on the podcast for 30 years, and the number one rule is don't do something else while you're on the phone, because it goes the audience can hear that, and then here she is, she's whatever the hell she was doing, cleaning the pantry out. Oh my God, I am in so much trouble after that one.
All right, quick pause in the quote unquote action of not the best of. The Eric Zane Show podcast. I love talking about my sponsors. I love helping them in their business. I love that they take care of my family and I, and you take care of them. Bennett Flooring Installation. They will install the flooring perfect. It is the least expensive way to install flooring professionally. Do not do this job yourself. It will look like shit. And your wife will hate you. Call Bennett Flooring Installation in West Michigan. 616-318-0167. Their big commercial line is, don't do it yourself. It will look like shit. Bennett Flooring Installation, thank you so much for being on board with the show. Hang on, coffee. More coffee. Now wait, I'm going to do this one first. The flooring that I need you to install, you're going to want to get it from Johnson Carpet Discount Outlet in Granville, Michigan. Two stores. The first store is the main showroom. You go there, they're going to get you a wine spritzer, some hot chick's going to go over the design of your room and sit down, give you the full treatment. You pick out what you want to buy. Okay. Don't do that first. The first thing you do is go to where Kent dropped the E at a U is, about a quarter mile to the west, the Johnson Carpet Discount Outlet, just down the road from the main showroom. It is on Chicago Drive in Granville, Michigan. You can find them online or just click the link here in this audio podcast. And then go for it. You go in there. All the carpeting and flooring, everything is discounted deeply because they buy it in mass quantities and then sell it to you for quite a bit cheaper than they do in the main store. All right? You won't find a lower price anywhere. Say my name and get an additional 10% off at Johnson Carpet One Floor and Home Discount Outlet. Okay, now I'm going to drink the rest of this coffee. Hold on. Amazing. I still say, greatest coffee ever made. Starbucks, Pike's Place. They have different blends of Starbucks coffee. No. It's got to be Pike's Place. If it's that breakfast blend bullshit, no. Gotta be Pike's Place. Dark roast, no. Pike's Place or nothing. And make it strong.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is. Mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Bosco's Pub, Hudsonville, Michigan. Amazing burgers, great beers, great cold beers. Yep, dap. Listen to me. Beer is cold. Well, drinks are stiff, and so are the cranks. Bosco's Pub, part of Terra Square. Check them out. Amazing burgers, great food, great atmosphere. Wonderful people working there. Say hi to, no, you can't say hi to Doug. He's working too hard. Bosco's Pub, part of Terra Square. All right. Continuing on, more of Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast.
Father of mine.
All right, it's time to check in with my 85 years old young father.
My whole world is up here.
Let's welcome in Dad for Dear Meathead. Hi, Dad, how are you?
Take me back. Not bad. Thanks for the compliment.
Yes, yes. Everything going okay in your world, Dad?
Everything is doing well except the wind.
Yeah, it's windy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dad, you know, I also have my partner in crime, Jim, here. So, Jim.
Yes, and he's doing a terrific job. You know that?
Jim, say hi to Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, son. How are you? Man, I haven't seen you for years, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing you almost every other day.
No, you're not. You saw him at your party, and that's it. What are you talking about?
I know,
about?
But in my brain, I see him every day now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's nice. I'm glad that you're seeing him every day in your brain.
Yeah, well, here's the thing now. I really got to say this. When you don't see a person for years and years and years and years and years, and you just forget them, like in our situation, when you see them one time, it ingrains in your brain that you're seeing them every day. Until time goes by, then you keep forgetting it.
Oh, you know? That is outstanding. What a beautiful, poetic thing to say, Dad.
Oh, my God, yes.
Hi.
It's driving my nuts, my wife nuts.
It's driving your nuts?
No, my wife nuts. Just cracking up.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Ernie.
Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful thing. Okay, here we go with another edition of Dear Meathead. I've got a number of questions for you, Dad. This person wanted to remain anonymous. Actually, I think there's more than one that's anonymous, but this one in particular, the person reached out to me and said, I really want this to be low key. And I said, no problem. So here you go. It's very serious. This person writes, Dear Meathead, my husband has a son with his ex-wife. For a little bit of background, he's been making plans with his ex behind my back and not telling me about it until he gets caught, including leaving work early and driving 2 hours. We have two daughters together. One is less than a month old. He does all kinds of favors for her, and he always takes her side. I want a divorce, but I don't have the money. What should I do? Signed, Anonymous.
Well, Anonymous, you have an issue. I'm sympathizing with you. We just cannot understand what is going on in that man's brain.
Yeah.
His thinking. But there has got to be a reason for doing what he's doing. Every child that is involved in that family is an offspring of him. I mean, that is all his children. Now, in event of a divorce, now this is, I've been there myself.
Yeah.
In event of divorce,
yeah,
for some reason, the father, I cannot tell anything about the mother, the father should 100% put no difference between the offsprings from a former marriage and an offsprings from the new marriage. Should love them dearly. You can really attest to that in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
I have children here by my, well, I would say by my past, which is you,
yeah,
and
yeah,
your brothers.
And Norman, yeah.
Norman.
Yeah.
And then my wife has children the same way by her marriage. I love those kids.
Yeah.
They're grown up to be grown people. You cannot, in your heart, put any separation between these kids. Oh,
okay, so, yeah, but she's talking about getting a divorce, Dad. What do you think about that?
Oh, she should hang in there and work with him. At least work with him.
Yeah.
And tell him the thing that I just said.
Okay, yeah,
and
well,
then, if it doesn't work, you don't really know what the reason is. Let it go.
All right. Okay, that was, boy, that was a mouthful.
Please don't just forbid you to think that divorce is the answer. Divorce really requires an effort to keep it going.
All right, Dad, how about this one? Moving on. Dear Meathead, everybody is giving former Vice President Joe Biden a hard time for being a fun old guy. He goes around kissing girls on the back of their heads, smelling their hair, and doing nose-to-nose Eskimo kisses. Is this weird, or are old guys just being old guys? Harmless, no-boner fun.
Well, it's weird, really. I mean, I don't understand. The presidential person at one time or other grow up to a situation that he's grown up into. I mean, a 90-year-old guy is still growing up, you know. Now, he's not 90 years old, but
no,
I'm saying
no.
When you get older, I'm an older person, and I'm still growing up. I'm still learning things every day.
Amen.
Oh, okay. All right. Joanne says that you're preaching to the choir there.
So she's amen.
Do you ever like learn lessons and then forget the lesson and then do the same behavior again? Do you ever do that? Because I do that.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Because there's so many things go through your brain that your brain doesn't have the capacity of retaining all of those things.
All right. Or any of them.
So, hey, God created us all in good faith and good feelings, but we, as we grow up and started changing it to suit our personalities. So you can't change human nature.
Got it. Okay, so anyway, getting back to it,
So it's a bad thing that Joe Biden is doing. It's not harmless what he's doing.
It really is stupid.
Okay, so...
And I don't get it.
All right.
But then again, it is what it is.
Now, what about the fact that women are actually accusing him of terror? I mean, they're actually saying that him doing what I said is like a crime. It's like an assault or inappropriate or...
It's none of the above. None of the above. This is a characteristic type of thing. It's a character of the man. If he wants to do that, that's okay. Just don't get in his way to get kissed.
All right, Dad. Now, Dad, is the old country a place where they everybody kisses? I mean, because I know that that's customs in some other countries. And in terms of where you grew up, in Iran, is that what people do? Do they like kiss all the time?
It's not the kind of kiss that they do. That occasionally they do. I'm not sure that it's going to be every Iranian does that. No. But stranger is a stranger, and the one that you know is a person that you know. You can kiss them all you want. But it's not, okay. No, it's not a, but it is a hug. They do hug each other and put their cheeks against the cheek on each side.
Yeah, and that's something that I know you do not like.
I don't care for that.
Oh, you don't care for that. Okay, all right. All right, Dad, I got one more for you. Dear Meathead, my husband no longer appears interested in me physically, and it's because I was once a size 5, but I'm now a size 10. He told me that. What do I do?
In reality, lose weight. Simple as that. Why are you getting big? You figure out why. Is it the food? Is it, I don't know. Why do people get fat?
Very big, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well, hey, if he thinks you're overweight, work at it to lose the weight.
Yeah, but, I mean, it might just be she's getting older and she's busy, you know? I mean.
Not really. I haven't lost interest in my wife, but she's not overweight. But I love her just as much as I did days that I met her, and I was passionately in love with her.
Well, that's terrific. I'm glad to hear that. That's the way it should be.
Me too.
So
Joanne says me too.
So basically, it's up to this lady. It's her fault, is what you're saying.
It's not her fault.
Well, yeah.
God gave her enough mentality to think that she is not normal by gaining weight.
A 10 is little, Ralph.
You know, yeah. A 10 is not a big deal.
Well, yeah, but...
A 10 is a great size.
She was super tiny, and now she's doubled that. She went from a 5 to a 10. Husband says, I don't like you. You're not the same, and I'm not happy with that. And
he also needs an adjustment in his brain.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's more like
That's actually, it's not her fault.
No, you know, I mean, whatever. I don't understand why people get
it's
so...
It's just a guy that's being idiotic.
Yeah, I mean, we all get older. That's the thing.
We get older and we lose interest. The interest is in looking around, seeing somebody else good looking and whatnot, and
Yeah, that's not realistic. People got to understand that. All right.
No.
Well, okay, Dad, I think you've done it again. As always, people, if they ever want to reach out and they have a question for you, they can send an email to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, like the people who just did. So, Dad, I'll tell you what, we're going to leave it right there, okay?
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, well, I'm so glad.
I love your audience.
Oh, they love you very much. They're buying T-shirts, all those great things, Dad.
Thank you. And Jimmy, you'll be great, man, like you are.
Oh, I will. You too.
Thank you.
All right, Dad. Well, we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
You bet.
Okay, Dad. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you. Nope. Cut him off. I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. All right, as we like to do, I think we had a busy day on the Rubenisms. It was a lot of times, Jim, that he was just kind of, you couldn't write fast enough.
I couldn't keep up. There was actually, I'm interested in going back and listening to this again to catch the 50 that I missed.
Excuse me. Well, you did your best, and I know you were able to come up with a few things.
I grabbed, I think, the best ones.
Do you want to, is there a particular order you'd like to do, or are you just going to go right from the top?
I'm just going
to
rattle them off because it goes in order from the podcast.
Before we get into these, am I understanding correctly that you have been actually saving these pieces of paper that have these Rubenisms on them?
Yes. Yeah, I've got three pages.
Okay, Jim. Well, I'm so glad you're here. Take us through it, please.
So right off the rip, when discussing how he was doing, he goes, "Everything is doing well except the wind." Because he was upset about how windy it was outside.
You, ladies and gentlemen, if you could just admit, the looks that Jim and I exchanged, they're all not, I mean, it's all, he doesn't say anything, but we kind of look up at the same time every time Dad says something like that, or Dad or Grandpa, and we lock eyes, and then Jim starts writing furiously. So, all right. Excellent.
Next one is, he was talking about how he hasn't seen me for a long time, which is not true. I saw him about 3 weeks ago. He goes, "When you don't see someone for a long time and then you see them, it ingrains into your brain."
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, yes, it does. All right. Very good.
Another one is discussing the gentleman who goes to see his ex-wife.
Oh, okay, yeah, but one of the first, I think it was the first question.
He goes, "Every child that is involved in this family is his offspring."
Yeah, and which I don't even think is true, right? Isn't there like stepkids involved?
He's got the one kid at the ex-wife and then the two kids with his current wife.
All right.
This is, I don't know where this came from. I just had to write it down because it hit me so hard I had to block out everything so I didn't ruin it.
Right.
But he said they've grown up to be grown people.
Jesus. One after the other. Is that it?
No, there's plenty more.
Okay.
Talking about Joe Biden, he's a presidential person growing up into the situation he's grown up into.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
This is a good one. At the end, it kind of steers off. It seems like he was saying something really good and well thought out.
It was like profound, and then he just kind of fell off.
God created us all in good faith, which is a good start, and then he goes, "and good feelings." It's Christmas.
All right.
This is talking about when you're exchanging hugs or like a kiss on the cheek when you meet someone. He goes,
"Yeah,
the one that you know is the person that you know."
He does this all the time. The one that you know is the person that you know, which is, you know, I think he did. What was the, it was the John Deere one.
John Deere is the coffee you want.
And then he also did.
Life is about knowing your business.
Life's about knowing your business. And then something about a turkey.
That was when getting catfished. You can't fall for these computer design people, because that sounds something like
you can't fall for computer design people
and go, "Oh, this is the turkey you want."
And now what is the latest one again that you just read?
The one that you know is the person that you know.
Oh god, very similar. All right, is this last one? Is it a good one?
The lady,
okay,
that one from a size 5 to a size 10, he goes, "God gave her enough mentality to not gain weight."
Oh, this is too good. Oh, never have these let me down. Rubenisms are spectacular. You have this whole concept, which you did on your own, has taken a bit that was good. It's always been a good bit. I've always enjoyed it. But this has been an additional shot in the arm to it that to me has made it new all over again. Oh, God, I thank you so much.
Yeah, I had to do it. I couldn't not write him down that first time.
Oh, God, that was brilliant. I can't do it. I mean, because I'm sitting here talking to him. I would have to go, "Hold on," and then write it down. So thank God you're here.
Well, you know when he says it, though. That's the thing. You know when he says something off kilter.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get a bead on it so that when I make eye contact with you, you actually might hear us laugh. You or I might actually start, if they listen carefully, they can actually hear, you know, something like that going on.
Says the most nonsensical thing.
All right, there you go. Dear me, dead everybody.
All right. Pause in the action. Pause in the quote-unquote action on Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast.
It just dawned on me that I've been saying, yeah, racing this weekend at Berlin, July 15th. That's not correct. Ding dong. You're a week early, but they're actually, they don't have anything going on this coming weekend. Nothing is happening. But the next set of races is July 15th and 16th. So I was ahead of the game, I guess. That's how I'll spin that. You're going to want to see this, though. The International Super Modified Association is there. The cars with the wings, you know, on top. They go flying around the track, incredible speed. Love it. When those things get in a crack up, boy, do they roll. Yes. $15 a pop for tickets. BerlinRaceway.com. Kids 15 and under are free. This is a NASCAR home track. You're going to have so much fun. They got a bar there. They got a band playing underneath the stands. You got a gift shop. It's a great place to people watch. It's just a fun, great family environment. Kids 15 and under are free. BerlinRaceway.com. Awesome. Okay. The managed IT service provider for the Eric Zane Show podcast is Blue Frost IT. For your small or medium-sized business, there might come a time that you're looking to upgrade your equipment, your gear. Okay, I suggest you sit down with Alan from Blue Frost IT. Otherwise, you might be buying something wrong. Too much, too little, or the wrong thing. Sit down with Alan from Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for the Eric Zane Show podcast. 616-285-50. Excellent. Don't forget about the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Get in front of Mario. Now, listen, you know, I expect that it would be a good idea for you to reach out to other mortgage professionals, too. You know, just put him in the mix. Let him win you over. I'm just telling you about him so you can put him in that mix. Or if you want, hire him sight unseen. I don't care. It's going to wind up working out for you one way or another. Whether it's your first mortgage, your 10th mortgage, a refi, whatever it may be, call upon Mario, 231-332-6505. That'll work for you anywhere in the U.S., with the exception of Hawaii, Alaska, Maine, South Carolina. Love it. Van Dyke Mortgage, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, continuing on, more of Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Oops. Hello to everybody. That clip of Chuck Schumer at the beginning is what a ridiculously legendary thing to say. Here he is on the in the chamber there, and he's seriously introducing the articles of impeachment or whatever the hell he was for Trump. And he ruins the word insurrection. My God.
But make no mistake.
Awesome.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump,
you know,
incited the erection. Oh. Insurrection. Oh. Against the United States.
And he had a face, too. If you've seen that clip, and I'll link it up on the comments of the podcast, and at in the news, when he said it, he went, oh, like he winced. And it was just spectacular to see. Damn it, was that funny. Holy shit. You know, and the thing about that is, that clip is awesome. It's a very, very funny clip. And people have so gotten away from any bit of, everything that comes out of someone's mouth has to be, you have to respond with vitriol, right? Because, you know, I tweet that out, and then somebody makes a quote or a comment about libtards, using that term libtards, which I just fucking hate that term. And it's like, just shut the fuck up and laugh. Would you just laugh at that? He just said the erection. Okay, now that is classic. Okay, you must see some degree of comedy in this. Holy shit, is that awesome. Chuck Schumer, congratulations. Okay, so there's a little bit of tartar buildup on your old pal Eric's teeth. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was
That was a pain in the ass. That was a real, real struggle. I'm not going to lie to you. This was a horrible experience. It started out rough at the dentist, and here's why. Okay, I just went through a process where I do you remember? I mean, it's been a very traumatic experience for us here at the Eric Zangio Podcast household when it comes to insurance. And I've been, oh God, it's just one thing after another. Coverage, no coverage. Coverage, no coverage. And then the last thing was dental. Now, I think this is partly my fault. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's all the way my fault. But at the last minute, it dawned on me that I was concerned about lack of coverage going to the that's the time when you don't want to think about whether or not you have insurance is when you're actually going to the dentist, walking in the door. So today, boy, I just had a bad feeling as I handed over the new dental card to the lady at the front, most important person in the whole building, not the lady who's going to clean your teeth or the guy. It's always a chick, though. Why is that? That whole industry of teeth cleaning is dominated by women. I have never seen a guy cleaning teeth ever. Well, how come guys don't want to do that? But anyway, I go in there and I hand the card. And as I'm handing the card over, I just fear crept across my heart that this was going to be awkward. Something weird was going to happen. So then they go, okay, great. Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll just enter this new information in. Why don't you go in with the young lady who's going to clean your teeth? I go, yeah, of course, yeah. I go in there into the room where they do it, and I'm all bundled up. I got my scarf on, and I take off my hat and my stupid mask and set the gear down. And then the lady who I handed the card to, she's now, I turn around and she's talking to the lady who's doing the cleaning. And I hear murmuring. And then I know she's talking about me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going down. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's not coming up in the system. I don't think he's got insurance. I think this guy's a fucking schlep. he's a fucking loser. I'm like, oh my God, I can just feel it. And then they go, yeah, I don't know. We just checked this, and it says, no, you don't have any insurance. Well, I thought I had this taken care of. Oh, God. Well, why don't you just go ahead and, well, actually, I think it was a moment of me to decide whether or not I want. Can you imagine if I said, well, I guess I'll just go home now because I'm a loser. And I go, okay, well, let me just do a little research and figure this out. And she goes, okay, go ahead. So I'm getting the cleaning and jumping ahead in the story, the dentist who I've known for years, Dr. Bitesplint. He comes walking up and he says, hey, I heard you don't have any insurance. I go, no, I have insurance. It's just, I think, I don't really know what is going on, but I do have insurance. And in the meantime, I've texted my agent and I go, dude, I'm here at the dentist. They say I don't have insurance. He has sent me a text that says, okay, again, you started this process late, which is my fault. So it's going to take a week or so for you to like show up in the system. I was like, that's ridiculous. We live in a day and an age where if I go online to Amazon and I buy something, it immediately shows up in my bank 1 second later that I have purchased something. How the fuck can it be where I pay for a service, this insurance, and when they hit the enter button, it should show up as coverage, you know? Yeah, you got to wait a handful of days for it to cycle through or some shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go, okay. And then the doc comes up and goes, look, for me to get into your mouth, take a look and give you the exam, that's another $75 or whatever the price is. So just pay for the cleaning. And then we'll take care of the x-rays and the exam with me when your insurance kicks in. I go, fine, man. I'm all about it. Whatever it takes. Let me just get out of this awkward mess. This is such a shit show. So she's cleaning the teeth, and it had been an extra 6 months. If you've been putting off the dentist, for God's sake, get your ass in there, you big puss. That's going to come back to haunt No Filter Kevin. And I'll explain to you what I mean in a bit here. But she is, man, it's an awful feeling. That whole scrapey deal, and you can just, it's not working. It's just taking forever. And you know when she spends a little bit too much time in there, you're like, oh boy, it's bad. And there's a certain bit of equipment that they have nowadays that uses a different technology that some of these spots where it's really, really bad, they don't need the scrapey. They can use like sonar to like bust it up or something like that. But for some reason, because of COVID, they can't. They got to keep the so I'm sitting there and my mouth is open for way too long. Now, you ever have it where when they're in your mouth, you can tell that your gums are bleeding like crazy? You can just feel it. You can taste it. You can taste that the blood. It's awful. So I'm like, and I know for a fact that there's way too much liquid in my mouth, whether that is saliva, blood, or just those two things. Thank God. And so I'm like, now, have you ever like gleeked? Do you know what a gleek is? When like your mouth in a particular way, and through the salivary gland, it'll shoot out like a squirting orgasm right out of your mouth. Well, that happened. I gleeked, and it was spit and blood. Frankly, this is horrible. And the gleek spit blood flew out of my mouth. Now thank God. She has a shield on, a plastic shield, and the gleek spit blood hit the shield and ran. It hit her right where her nose is, but hit the mask and just started running down like a fucking horror movie. Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, shit. I go, and it's just right on her. And she's like, oh, and I go, oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But my mouth is full. So I'm like, oh, and it's just like this slurry is just flying out of my face. And I'm like, oh, God, give me the suction, Neil. Give me the suction. And she's like, oh, my shit, fucking asshole. She wipes it all off. I was like, oh, my God. What, can this go any worse? That has never, ever happened to me. And I was so mortified. Oh, oh. She finishes up the deal, and that was it. Nothing dramatic. And then, what is it? They're in a really tough spot when they're cleaning your teeth, because if they don't say anything to you, it might be taken as kind of weird, bad bedside manner. But she's asking me questions while she's. It's like, hold on.
So, do you have any plans for this summer? Are you going to take any trips? Oh, yeah.
She can understand exactly. She like knows the language.
How are your grandkids? Oh, that's great. Oh, my God, you fuck. What is that on me? Oh, shit.
This is just a total abortion. So we're wrapping up, you know, and she's like,
okay, do you want a toothbrush?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a toothbrush and some floss and some chapstick and put it all in a nice little pouch for you. How's the sound? Oh, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much. You did such a great job.
And she did. She did a really, really good job. I felt bad for her. Sorry that I gleeked on you, ma'am. Then I got to go walk up to the front again in the shameful area where I go, okay, she goes, so you think you have insurance? I go, no, I do have it. It's just what I was told is it takes a, it's, there's a backlog. I don't know. Blame COVID. It's all COVID's fault. I'll come back and get the exam from the doc and the x-ray. She goes, okay, great. We schedule that. And she goes, I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to wait a week and then bill this. Should be good then. I go, I hope so. If not, just call me and I'll pay you over the phone. Or if you want me to pay now, I'll pay now. I'm so embarrassed. I'm mortified by this. I'll pay you the whole thing right now and I can get reimbursed if it's too much trouble. One way or another, you're going to get paid. Okay, great. Holy crap. Get home, and I have a realization when I interact with the NFK, and if you don't know, I'm saying that for ease. No filter Kevin, my wife's brother, lives with us. He has neglected this for a long, long time. I am very, very concerned about the lady who has to do the tartar removal on the NFK, because I think it's actually his teeth are layering like you know when you cut a tree and you can see the rings. I think that's what you got going with the NFK's teeth right now. I think they're becoming giant teeth because of the amount of tartar that must be piling up on those bad boys. So I know it's been a long time. And one of the things, and I knew this going in, but this confirmed it when he goes, man, I hate the damn dentist. I go, yep. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I got news for you. Your sister already made you an appointment because he ain't going to do it. So Diane has to do it for him. And then she just kind of bosses him around. I ain't going. Fuck you, Kevin. Yes, you're going. You need to go to the dentist. When they lived together, David and Kevin, this is something that would just like slip through the cracks all the time. But Diana, she's very, she takes care of her brother. So she's like, no, fuck you, Kevin. You're going to the dentist. I ain't going, Red. I ain't going. Yes, you are. This is proof of how long it's been. And he says to me, he goes, wow, boy, man, I hate the damn dentist. I hate that son of a bitch, motherfucking shit. Fuck. I go, well, it wasn't too bad. I know full well he's going to be going. I go, it's necessary. It's very important. You know, I mean, dentists can determine a lot of things that could lead, if you don't get taken care of, can lead to more health problems. Very important that you go to the dentist, Kevin. Yeah, man, I hate when they put that fluoride in there. And now, what he's referring to, if you remember, there was a time when they would take like a thing shaped like your upper teeth and your lower teeth, almost like a shell, and squirt this fluoride goop into it. And then they push it up onto your teeth and down onto your bottom teeth, onto your upper and lower. And you have to sit there and let your teeth kind of soak in a fluoride treatment for extended time. But that's old school. They don't do that anymore. There's different levels of treatment. That's obsolete, and it has been for years. So him talking about, man, I hate that. It gives you an idea of how long it's been since dude, the NFK, has been to the dentist. But and I go, that's they don't do that anymore. They've upgraded the how they do things. Oh, man, why shit, fuck, shit, son of a bitch. I hate that son of a bitch. Oh, my God. What a day. So, all right, that's where we sit after the big frickin' trip to the dentist. Damn it. That's a helpless feeling when you think, okay, wait a minute. I was told I have the coverage, but now here I am at the actual doctor. Ugh. I give myself credit, though. I didn't freak out. I didn't yell, didn't scream. I'm trying to remain calm. By the way, I started taking this new medicine for the anxiety. And, you know, I don't know what it is. It's not supposed to start working right away. Well, it says it could take a little bit of time before it builds up into your system and starts making you feel better. But I think, I don't know if it's because I took it before or if it's placebo or what, but it seems to have leveled me out to some degree. But there's also some side effects. I swear to God, one of the side effects of this medicine, I've talked about it before, is yawning. Now, I won't do it on the podcast because I'm sitting here talking, you know, whatever, doing my thing. But if you're just sitting there just minding your own business, all of a sudden you start yawning like an idiot. I'm like, so stupid. My God. And it also, there's a couple other side effects, and I experienced it last night when I woke up, oh, you know, at 3 a.m., wide a freaking wake. And I'm like, what just happened? It can do that to you. So I'm like, oh, that sucks. I'm not going to put up with that shit.
All right. Pause in the action on Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Why? You know why. And don't you dare bounce ahead. You got to listen to this shit. Frank Fuss wants to get you covered with your health insurance. Gone are the days when you just, I don't know, I don't have a job. Can't get insurance. Yes, you can. If you, let's say you just lost a job. Let's say you're a radio guy and you just got fired. And the radio company says, oh, yeah, you know, you can take advantage of this COBRA. What's that? Well, you can extend your insurance coverage. Oh, yeah, really? Tell me about it. Yeah, you just pay $4,000 a month. What? It's the stupidest thing ever. Buyinsurancehere.com is a website. Go there, fill out the form. Frank will be in touch. And then you start the process about getting your health care through healthcare.gov. Frank is a licensed independent agent slash broker. He gets paid by insurance companies. He does not get paid by you. His time, his energy, his services are free. With that, also know that he is the Medicare Advantage Plan expert. If you or someone you know or love is getting set to turn 65 or is already utilizing the Medicare system, you need to talk to Frank. If you're already utilizing Medicare, you need a checkup to make sure that your policy is in place correctly. For my brother-in-law, the NFK, it was not. Frank did a quick once-over on what he had as coverage, fixed it, saved him thousands. Not even kidding. Had the NFK gotten his neck surgery prior to January 1, he'd have been on the hook for 20% of an $80,000 neck surgery. As it was, I think he paid $1,400 total on the deal because he did it after January 1 when Frank fixed him up. Reach out, call or text 616-914-4070 today. Entertainment Mecca, TC Paintball. An amazing, fun adventure for you and whoever you're playing with. Get your bro friends together. Get your bro friends together. Bachelor party, team building at work. Bachelorette party if you're a hillbilly chick. Ladies Day is Wednesday. Kids Day, I should say Little League is Wednesday. That's all going on then. Drop in play. You can also book a party for Saturdays. Fully stocked pro shop. Two sweet dogs. Sage, no. Basil and Barley. Sage is the one that went to the Rainbow Bridge. He likes to name his dogs after spices? Rick from TC Paintball, the host of Trigger Time with Rick from TC Paintball on Fridays. Favorite of Linda. Radio voice Linda. Anyway, TCPaintballGR.com. Book a paintball party today. More entertainment options. Full House Comedy. Venues all over West Michigan. FullHouseComedy.com. If you want to go see a comedy show, you're not limited to just one central location anymore. You've got different places dotted throughout West Michigan. Go to the website Full House Comedy to see where shows are near you. Continuing on, more of Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast.
Now, Costco is a hotbed for incidents. Not so much lately, but I remember as I was walking through the store that there's been a lot of these moments where people, you know, there's like, if you don't wear a mask, they've been really, really strict about it. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with a mask at all, this story, but it does have to do with, at the time, I thought to myself, well, I got to be on guard because if there is an incident, I want to shoot video of it because there's always a crazy YouTube moment that happens inside of Costco's. And that was, I actually thought those, had that thought just to myself as I was approaching with Diana, the checkout area. Okay. And I swear to God, as I'm finishing the thought, I hear a ruckus and it's right in front of me. At one of the checkouts, and you have
the belligerents are these two women, and the other belligerent is the guy who works the cash register. And I didn't really get what was going on, but they were pissed. And they're going at it, and the two women, they're speaking. I know they were pissed. I could tell by their tone, and half of their words were English, and half of their words were Spanish. So it's kind of like they're getting, when they get really, really pissed, and you hear it in Spanish, and they come back to English, and they're a little more Spanish, come back to English. And these two ladies are both chirping at the dude who works there. And he's like, no, I didn't. You were rude to me. No, I did not. I did not do that. So he's pissed, and he's defending himself. And it's getting worse. And then I saw, apparently they have implemented a plan in Costco that when this takes place, there's something that you have to do as a worker. And I watched it with my own eyes, and it's freaking brilliant. All of a sudden, he lifts his hand in the air, the worker, and he goes, sub, sub. I'm like, what the fuck? And then you see a guy with Costco, a smock, come up, running up, and he goes, and they like, it's like, you know, in wrestling, when you tag team, he tag teamed. And the dude who goes, sup, sup, he's gone. He disappears. He vanishes. And now new guy is there. And this is brilliant. This is the easiest way to extinguish any type of hardship in the store. Okay? You want to get these people in and out. That's it. So they, new guy in smock, is now, he's okay, he's into the fire. And he, what a job, you know? Holy shit, he is now with face-to-face with these two pissed-off ladies who are saying things in English and Spanish, and they right away start going after him. And he says, well, I don't know what you're talking about, so let's just start all over. And these two women go, okay. And then that's it. They didn't say shit. They did a little of that muttering under their breath, but they realized, I mean, this is brilliant, incredible. And I just wonder how, I mean, this one worked out. I just wonder what happens if they then go in on Smock Guy. Does he go, sub, sub, and they keep working until they go through all the employees in the store or what? Or how? What's the record for how deep they've had to go into the bullpen? But, yeah, I witnessed it all. It all went down at Costco. Interesting to see how they handle that. We had a little bit of maybe with that type of de-escalation, that's what was in my brain this weekend, too, when I had to de-escalate something in the household. And this has been a long time coming. This is quite personal. It involves our beloved No Filter Kevin, who... Again, I just for the sake of this story, there is nothing gets in the way of him going from 0 to 100 miles an hour on any type of scenario. If something doesn't go quite his way, he's going to MRF it. He's going to give it the finger. It's going to be ridiculous. Okay. It's always from completely docile to entirely enraged, like high, loud, swearing, insane. Okay. And that's crept up many, many times. All the little nuances, I don't want to turn this into just a beat him up session, but at some point it was going to come to the point that it came to this past weekend, because he's been with us since the very beginning of August to now. So that's several months where this has manifested. And so being that I have, it's tax season. And I just told you the story about doing that old tax return for Madison for 2019 that I never did. It's been on my brain, and tag accounting, Troy Ginzer, he's on my brain right now. And I actually had to call upon him for help on this. It dawned on me. I'm like, all right, Kevin's living with us. So I said to him, I go, so, hey, did you and David fill out your tax returns each year? Because they were both, quote unquote, retired. But you still have to fill out a return. Kevin gets disability and he gets a pension from a job. Not a lot. It's
what he would get combined with Dave, they had enough to live. Okay. But he gets income. You have to file a return. I know that much. I'm not an idiot. I am an idiot, but I'm 99% sure you have to file a return. So I bring that up, and right away he just blows up and he goes, I didn't have to do that because they just took it out. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true. I think I'm going to check on that for you, but I'm pretty sure you have to file a return. And he starts MRFing they take this and that. And he's getting all these very, very involved, throwing his hands in the air and giving the middle finger to various light fixtures in the room and to things you can't see. And I don't know what was going on. Immediately, within a span of 5 seconds, it's out of control. Okay. Now, I look at Diana and I go, okay, time out. I go, we got to talk. I go, first of all, I'm here to help you. I'm Team Kevin. We all are. No one is out to get you. We're trying to help you here. And there is no, I said to him, I go, we can no longer be going down the road of whenever I bring something up with you, this type of hysteria takes place. And I'm talking to him like this. I'm actually talking, which Diana was like, I think Diana got hot. I think she was actually turned on by how calm and collected I was. Maybe not. But I'm like, honey, or Kevin. I call her honey, not Kevin. I don't call Kevin honey. I go, dude, you have got to, when you get this agitated and vocal and frustrated and obscenities and middle fingers to things that aren't in the room, it is so off-putting to me that I get defensive. And you have got to lower the heat here, okay? From now on, if I'm talking to you and I'm trying to help you and you start to do that, then I can't help you until you stop doing that. So I'll just pull myself back and say, never mind, I'll address this later with you. But we have got to stop doing this. It is not appropriate in any way for you to be doing this, okay? So from this day forward, lower the heat. I just can't take it anymore. It puts everybody on edge. We're on pins and needles about bringing anything up with you because we're afraid you're going to explode. So in the past, you may have done that, but in this house you can no longer do that. We talk. This is not a big deal. You're making way too big a deal of it, and it's probably going to take a little bit of work, but I can promise you we're going to remedy it. I've got plenty of people that can help us take care of this thing. So, and he doesn't understand. He's like, well, I don't want them taking my money. I go, look, first of all, you don't make enough money for them to take. If any money comes out at the end of the year, you'd get that back. What? I go, yeah, you're... Let me ask the person, Troy Ginzer. I'll take care of this for you, but please, just relax. And he's like, he can't believe it. Whew. Man, that was a load off my chest. Let me tell you, because I was able to get off of my chest this big fucked up thing of him losing his mind like that. I mean, this was bound to happen. Some of you are like, oh, I was just waiting for this. But you know who remained calm? This guy. I was short. Not short. I mean, like the amount of time that I spoke, I was brief, to the point, firm, but I didn't get pissed. And I got what I want out of it. Oh, my God. This is like a miracle. I wish I would have learned this like 40 years ago. I wanted to scream so bad, but I didn't. So, Then that ended up working out. He felt really bad. He apologized numerous times. I'm so sorry that I lost my shit. I go, hey, don't you worry about it. I go, I've been there, man. Kevin living here has been so good for us because, well, you know, it's our family. We got to take care of him. But it is helped me I've had to up my game on patience. I've had to really, if I was ever getting lax in the patience, I have to really add to the patience pile here. So I'm like, buddy, don't even worry about it. We're going to take care of you. We're on your side. It's all good. Everybody has a bad day. You know what? Excuse me. Saying all the things you say when somebody is, you know, for, it's okay. No big deal. So he says sorry no less than two times. He says sorry to Diana. It feels terrible about it. I go, it's okay. It's okay. Then I call up Ginzer at Tagga County. And I go, buddy, I got a little fixer-upper project for you. Here's the details. And he goes, okay. I'm on it. So we'll get to the bottom of it. But, man, that was I was freaking out. But I think it kind of – one of those things where it just kind of had to happen. You know, it was – and this is the type of thing where when you catch it in the act. So it happened, and then I addressed it right there. Like, there was no time for it to fade. So I was like, okay, stop. You can't do this anymore. So it worked out.
All right. Quick pause on Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast to talk about our beloved friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Owned by veterans? Check. Owned by a family? Check. Owned by a lady? Check. Yes. That's what's up at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. ervines.com. Don't just take my word for it. Look at their Google reviews. They take extra special care if someone, in fact, a customer gets in the weeds and leaves a Google review that makes them, uh-oh, we got to address this. Then it's all hands on deck. You'll see Irvine's response, how they handled it. I know that for me, whenever, as you all know, whenever I get a dissatisfied customer on the Eric Zane Show podcast, I do not follow the Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV protocol of making sure that the customer feels satisfied. They do not do what I do, and that is scream at them. Call upon Irvine's for any type of scheduled maintenance or if just something goes wrong that you need a, wow, this is a mess. Help me. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone. Irvine's, call upon them. Early bird drop off, late bird pickup, loaner cars. They're awesome. Irvine's.com. A&E, heating and cooling. If you have any problems with your furnace, you won't have any problems with your furnace right now, or your air conditioner. Well, first of all, if you have a problem with your air conditioner, it's probably because you did not call upon A&E for a tune-up at the start of the season. You did the opposite of what I told you to do, and that is get that thing looked at. The things outside, pulling in all the air outside, which has all the dust, dirt, pollen, building up on those metal fins there. That's bad. It's not supposed to look like Madonna's bush in 1986. That thing needs to be cleaned once a year. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Get a tune-up so that it runs efficiently. While they're in there, they'll be able to determine how much life you have in your AC unit. And when you're ready to get a new one, you've been preparing for it for some time. They'll install the Comfort Maker brand of air conditioner, which is the best made, rated number one by Consumers Report for the last, by Consumer Reports for the past 20 years. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Finally, God bless the Kent County Health Department. If you need information about the WIC program, that is the government-supported organization or program where if you can't feed your family, that's taken care of. You have to qualify. You have to show that you are in a bit of a pickle. And once you do that, this is paid for by your tax dollars. This is why we all pay taxes, to make sure that those that need it do not go hungry. And then when they're done using it, because they've corrected whatever it is that got off the rails, then they stop using the WIC program. It's absolutely awesome. If you need information about this, it's all confidential, of course, reach out to the Kent County Health Department. Their website is accesskent.com/health. If you need information about immunizations for your little ones, you know, I hate to say it, but we're starting to think about getting back to school. Got to make sure that the kids are all immunized if they have not been, for whatever reason, when they were little. As they've grown, you know, going back to school, you want them immunized from measles, mumps, rubella, whooping cough, pertussis, meningitis, the vaccination to prevent cervical cancer for young ladies. All part of the list of things that they can help you with at the Kent County Health Department. AccessKent.com/health. Okay. Another segment on Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Right here.
Let's talk O.J. Simpson and Twitter. Oh, man. The news broke this weekend that the Juice signed up for Twitter, and he did a video announcement saying, "Hey, Twitter world, it's me. It's yours truly, and I'm here on Twitter, and it's time for some payback," or some shit like that. Oh, man. Here's the thing about O.J., when OJ signs up for Twitter, I don't think OJ realizes that when you post something, that the real fun starts with all of the replies. It's almost like looking at the comments on a news article or something like that. But except it's OJ Simpson. So, you know, he killed two people and is denied doing it. And the whole world thinks he did it. So that's how it's going to be. Now, the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to play you his, "Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly." Here's the messages. He's done two since he got onto Twitter at the start of the weekend. Here's message one from the Juice.
"Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do."
Oh, no.
"So God bless. Take care."
Hey, that's one of the most common response was, "Oh, God, OJ's got some getting even to do." We remember the last time he had to get some getting even done. The fact that he starts it with, "Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. And coming soon," like it's a movie preview.
"Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything."
Now, who gives a shit what OJ says? All we want to do is hear him say that he had, hear him admit to killing those two people.
"Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one."
This is the second clip. Then later on in the day, a lot of people followed the Juice. I was not one of them, but a lot of people did follow the Juice. He's got as of right now, 600,000 people following him just like that. And, you know, he's every one of these videos, these two videos, he's standing in front of this huge mansion and then at this beautiful backyard. I mean, this guy's he's living life.
"Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about
me." Yeah, now he's really getting emboldened. He's got one under his belt. So now, "Hey, Twitter world, guess here I come."
"Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football,
oh, yeah,
and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day."
Oh, good.
"And God bless."
Oh, good. OJ Simpson said Happy Father's Day. One of the comments said, "You know, Nicole and Ron had dads." Oh, God. Okay, I was able to pick and choose some of the best comments on these OJ Simpson videos that he posted. As I said, anybody can comment on them, and man, they are devastating to say the least.
at Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-A-Y-Y, says, my wife took, hey, OJ, my wife took the kids. What should I do? Philip says, hey, OJ, big fan. I'm in need of a pair of gloves. What's your favorite place to purchase them from? So this is how it's going to be. Adam writes, okay, me leaving Twitter when I hear OJ say he's got some getting even to do. And he does a GIF of the white Bronco. This one was my all-time favorite. Devin, he posted a picture of, he actually has a picture of his mother getting a photograph with OJ from back in the day. And he posted it to one of the replies on Simpson's Twitter account. He says, OJ, that's you and my mom in May of 94. Thanks for not, you know. And then he's got an emoji of a knife and a skull. Oh! KM replies, I met at the Real OJ 32 about 2 months ago. A dream come true. He was kind, gracious, funny, and sweet. Enough to take a pic with me. We talked for a few. I told him he's still my childhood hashtag hero. So this is like a big fan. And the next guy wrote, yeah, I'm sure Charles Manson had a good sense of humor too. Fuck. Then, okay. Bubba writes, remember when you did those murders? LOL. So if you're Simpson, you see all this shit. Man, Dolan writes, could I get your opinion on how you got away with murdering your wife? How does Simpson keep this going? Seriously. Chaps writes, how'd you get the nickname OJ? Max responds with, oh, murder, J murder. This is fueling the OJ Kris Jenner rumor about those two having an affair. How many times did you smash Kris Jenner? Hold on. How many times did you smash Kris Jenner when Bruce was gone? And then the next guy writes, or how many times did you smash Bruce when Chris was gone? Oh, shit. Oh, God, I love this. Nancy Sinatra. The Nancy Sinatra. She's not screwing around. She just wrote butcher. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. Jeffrey writes, that dishonors butchers. He is something far worse than we can ever name. Desi writes, OJ. OJ, how mad do I have to make you before you kill me? Oh. Devin writes, I think you have to sleep with Marcus Allen. Jesus. That was the rumor that Nicole had had sex with Marcus Allen. I remember one time Freebear, the poor guy, we were in New York covering the Super Bowl, and it was, pretend this camera is Freebear, and to my side is Marcus Allen. Now, Freebear has no intention of discussing Marcus Allen, nor would he. But he brought up like his playing career in a way. I don't remember it exactly. Greg would be able to remember this better than I do. He always remembers these things better. If Greg brought up, it was about football. It was just some boring ass question about whatever. No big deal. But the way it sounded, I could see how Allen, because it sounded that way to me, would assume that Greg was referring to talking about him porking Nicole, and Alan got uncomfortable as shit and pissed. And Greg didn't even ask about it. He wasn't even referring to Nicole Simpson or Nicole Brown, whatever the hell her name was. And Alan was like, oh man, that was weird as hell. And then the bit ended, and
Alan could not get out of there fast enough, and I just looked at Greg, and he goes, I didn't mean anything. I go, well, I know you didn't. I know what you were doing, but it just came out a slight bit of derp, and I think, I don't know. He remembers it better than I do, but man, holy cow. Hey, if you're just tuning into the live stream, you're wondering what's going on the Sunday deal. I'm doing it this early because tomorrow morning I'm busy taking the dogs out for a big day of vet stuff. So I don't want to be stressed and pressured to get this done. So we're hammering it out early. More on these comments on the O.J. Simpson, the stupid video that he shot.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
I love his voice, by the way. Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
How'd you like to be his kids? You're like, oh, shit. No. I don't know what Sydney does, but I know that the guy, he's like 34, he's like 34 years old. He's a prominent real estate realtor, almost as prominent as Henry Steffes, in Miami, of all things. Okay. More on the Simpson tweets, the replies from the audience. Hey, OJ, my dog just took a big shit. Hey, OJ, my dog just took a big shit, and I looked at it and said, oh, wow, OJ just posted another video on Twitter. But then I realized it was still my dog's big shit, and I mistook you for the big shit that my dog took. Anyway, suck my dick. Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, Jesus, that one was just stupid. Oh, man, I wish I had a Kleenex. Let's see. A response from Barry McCockiner. This is an absolutely disgusting way to talk to a man who once ran for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season. Someone follows up with, this is an absolutely disgusting way to talk to a man who once ran from 2,000 cops in 14 hours. Oh, my God. So, I won't follow him, but I'll be sure to check it out because this is a lot of fun to see all these very, very funny responses to anything that the Juice puts out online.
All right. My gosh. Look at the time. That is it. Not the best of the Eric St. Joe podcast is winding down. But not before I remind you to go to my Patreon if you really want to help the show grow. Your donation to my Patreon of $5 or $10 a month makes this and keeps this independent podcast strong. $5 or $10 a month, and I give you 15 plus hours of content each and every week. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Just try it. Try it out. See if you like it. For 1 month, you can cancel anytime. Very easy to do that. I've found out that it is. I have found out recently that it really is very easy to do that. $5 or $10 a month. If you like it, you can let it ride each month, or you can convert it to a yearly and save 10%. Thank you so much, folks. I appreciate the time, though, of you listening to this. That is exceptional. I appreciate that. And I will be back with fresh shows on Monday, July 11th, hopefully with lots of stories and adventures and takes on the news that you will not have a hard time figuring out where I stand on and so forth. All right. Onward and upward. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.